Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is fully lifting the 50-year ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam.
As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
In a joint press conference in Hanoi with Mr. Obama, Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang said the two governments have agreed to strengthen their partnership in substance and in depth. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that Mr. Obama said has continued to plot against and unleashed attacks on American and coalition forces. Mr. Obama said Monday during a news conference in Hanoi that the Taliban leader had rejected efforts by the Afghan government to engage in peace talks and end violence that has taken the lives of many people. Media reports say a series of bomb blasts Monday in two Syrian coastal cities left at least 100 people dead and dozens wounded. Four bombs exploded in Jable, killing at least 53 people. 48 people were killed in Tartus when three bombs struck the city. The Freedom Party candidate in Austria's presidential election has conceded defeat. Norbert Hofer, nominee of the Eurosceptic Anti-Immigration Party, said Monday he was sad he had not won, but called the work of his supporters an investment for the future. While the results from Sunday's vote have not yet been officially announced, Alexander van der Bellen, a former Green Party chief running as an independent, appears to be in the lead. This is VOA News.